Modern Black Man Podcast.
Everyone doesn't know how to be a friend, and everyone doesn't understand the value of loyalty. I can't tell you enough how much I cannot stand people that diminish, people that refute and try to talk you out of things and try to box you in, corner you, instead of developing and building, because I think that's what's happened. And this point in history, in this point in time, as people, all of us, we've gotten lost. I think that coordination is something that is undernoted in success. We've created a world where we compartmentalize, we defend and build fences around the people that are inside of our organizations or situations. And this is so destructive and detrimental to the success of an organic relationship. As I grow and learn more in the world, I'm starting to see the value of organic relationships. There's nothing like it. It could be a friendship, kinship, relationship. It can be a relation with someone that, because it's organic, you have a security, a comfort, as well as an ability to grow, be connected, to share life with another person. You get a whole nother life, a whole nother set of arms and legs, a whole set of eyes, an extra brain. Don't forget that heart. It's all in the design, because life is about relationships. We can have relationships that are good, bad, or indifferent, but at the end of the day, our relationships forge the individuals that we are. I am not who I am because of my individual experience. I am who I am. I am blessed to be the man that I am because of all of the experiences that I have had in life. I know so many people from so many backgrounds and walks of life, and I can see in my journey I'm able to relate to a lot of them and have situations that are similar by the uniqueness of my own situation. I think that anyone experiencing anything that makes them unique, or a situation that's unique in and of itself, gives you a perspective that you can contribute to the masses, those that have not experienced that uniqueness. I think that there's a meekness in the soul that maybe subdues this wisdom and this knowledge. And as I grow again, I see that it is beneficial to the world. So I vow to continue to love the world, to love people, to treat people as best I can, to show a real heart for the world. Because that's what my desire is. That's what's in me because of these experiences that I've had. I love mankind. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I recorded that 5 years ago, and my heart still stays the same. My vision is still intrinsically the same, but I've had a lot of experiences over this last half decade that helped me understand what it is that I do that benefits me, elevates my situation and the people around me, and inevitability of maybe the people that I desired to spend my time with. It was through these moments and experiences I could see ebbs and flows in my talent. And as of this moment, I am 3 years removed from being in a good place. In the last 3 years, I have rebounded, rebuilt, regained, reformed, and ultimately refused to accept anything that was less than worthy. And I'm grateful for it. It's made me a lot stronger, and it's helped me evaluate the people that I trusted, the people that I wanted in my life, the people that I gave priority. And unfortunately, I think it was a king level up for me. If you follow this podcast, this show, my journey, you know that I made a play 3 years ago because I trusted the wrong person and they weren't able to defeat me when they were intimate with me. I don't know if I have to preface that with anything, but follow along. This person is a person that I had a personal and professional relationship with, not a sexual relationship. This was a business partner, a colleague, somebody that I embraced and trusted. And I'm not ever going to be one on payback. So this ain't that. It's the fact that I was betrayed by a friend. I had someone that could pretend. I had someone who would tell me all good things. And it's not the only friend I had like that. And that was what made the play so fucking sweet. Because I ended up settling the score, because I don't believe in payback. But I ended up making my move with no regrets. I think that there's a sweet justice in that. But I had to realize that my organic relationships are my strength. This topic, this theme comes full circle a half decade later because I've been in this podcast environment for long enough to realize the relationships that I've made with people that were legitimate and the relationships that weren't. There's a lot of people in the world of podcasting, vlogging, when they see you on the news, YouTube, TMZ, they see you doing a stand-up set, people recognize you in public, they are going to treat you differently. And that was something that was really new for me. I had all of my celebrity attention in a big environment, so it wasn't the same for me. But I relocated, and I was at one point in a small place. I was in a couple small towns. Now I'm back in a top five city, but it's a lot of attention in those places that I didn't feel in bigger places. And that was something that I had to learn. Like we're talking about
the organic relationship, people will absolutely trust how they feel about you more than they can possibly feel about you, if that makes sense. They're going to believe their perception of who you are, and it isn't a pass to do as you please. It isn't a excuse, because mistreating people is never lucrative. But when people throw things out, maybe big you up a little bit and project how they see you, it informs you. If it doesn't, then your emotional intelligence is broken. But I'll simply say that I've never gone Hollywood or thought of myself as big time, and I've certainly got that treatment. And that is what the last couple of years have been like for me, or were like for me. I think that I'm getting removed from that situation, but like I said, people knowing of you or hearing of you and not knowing you creates such a strained relationship, because it's not organic, it's not real, it's not a genuine connection. And I had never had the perspective of experience to put that together. Now, wow, with my family in place, with my position secured, with my focus on very specifically maintaining my brand, I have to reflect, and I take a weird pride on that. It's kind of encouraging to me, because anyone that I've ever made any kind of relationship with, any kind of friendship with, I would hope and expect would vouch for me and speak of the profound power of my connection. There's nothing special about me, but I certainly feel that everything's special about the people in my life. Humbly, I can rely on this because it's truly my character. And it's carried me through these years in my real life as I bridge the gap with hosting and entertaining other people in media to just remain humble, grateful, thankful, and blessed.